Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of We Like Your Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Now, I know I've been bringing this show up for the last couple of weeks, but if you haven't yet, I strongly urge you to watch Non Non Biori. I just finished watching the second season of this anime, and this may come as a shocker, but it's knocked Azumanga Daioh off of my slice-of-life comedy throne. It's that serious of a good show. The characters of Renge, Hotaru, Natsumi, and Komari are written so perfectly, capturing the mentality of their respective ages to a T. Not to mention, it's just funny as hell, and sweet to watch as well. I mean, it's one of those anime that's really good to show, like, your kids who want to start getting into that sort of genre. Now, I was doing some research, and apparently, Non Non Biori is but one work in a connected universe that manga writer Otto has created. There's Toko Toko, which features the character of Honoka that Renge befriends in Season 1. And there's another one called Little Devil's Merengue, which has Renge's older sister Hikage as one of the main characters. So, a part of me is hoping that these two titles find their way across the Pacific in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, until then, please check out both seasons of Non Non Biori on Crunchyroll and the Anime Network. Seriously, it's the best slice of life series I've ever watched. And with that, why don't we jump into today's playlist? Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. Let's start things off with an oldie from Number Girl, whose members have all gone off and spread their sound to various bands such as Zazen Boys, Seagull Screaming Kisser Kisser, Bloodthirsty Butchers, and Vola and the Oriental Machine, just to name a few. Perhaps it's high time for a reunion of sorts. From their 1999 album, Schoolgirl Bye Bye, this is Yuzuyo Kaku.
Yeah. いつか君が教えてくれたあの空に続く坂道いつかきっと帰ってくるよまた同じあの場所へ
Irony. While the band has gone its separate ways back in 2011, vocalist Wakana has gone off on her own with her solo project known as Peppermint. Coincidentally, Peppermint released a new single this month entitled Karamaru Ito no Saki, so be on the lookout for that as well. Now, sometimes in anime, you come across a show that doesn't quite work solely because it's an anime. Now, this season, a show like that has appeared that falls into this unfortunate category. And it's one called Haven't You Heard? I'm Sakamoto. And yeah, I'm pretty sure you've seen this one pop up in memes and Tumblr as of late. The premise of the show has its title character, Sakamoto, and him just about getting out of every jam, pickle, and bad situation in the quote-unquote coolest fashion. The girls love him, guys want to be with him, and rather, guys want to be him, although maybe there are some guys who want to be with him, and those who want to take down his cool streak wind up befriending him. Sakamoto is portrayed as one without any flaws whatsoever, and that's where the biggest problem rears its ugly head. You see, in order to have a good character, You have to give them a flaw or kink or something. It's one of the biggest rules in regards to, like, story writing. By having Sakamoto be this perfect character, he starts becoming less and less interesting as you watch. You know he'll come up with a plan or pull off some sort of trick with style and class, so the anticipation to see what it is going to be winds up dying down. The main character is perfect, and because of that, the entire series becomes dull and uninteresting. Sakamoto as a character reminds me of one of those shoujo boyfriend characters the main girl tries to get with. He's the perfect guy for her, but she has a flaw that keeps her confidence from reaching the point of asking him out. If Sakamoto wasn't the main focus of the show, and instead focused on some girl or guy who was in love with him, it could have been a lot more interesting. But because it solely focuses on him and how perfect of a guy he is, the show winds up just sucking, to put it bluntly. It also doesn't help that it's an anime. The way that he pulls off his tricks is very cartoonish, and as such, it never comes as a surprise that he can do all this stuff. Now, if it had been a live action series instead, well, it might have been a lot more entertaining. Like a sort of comedy series in the style of Stephen Chow or someone along his style. But yeah, for an anime series, haven't you heard I'm Sakamoto doesn't really deserve my time, and I don't think it deserves yours. Now, when we come back, I'll be talking about an anime that's the polar opposite of Sakamoto, and I'm pretty sure you know exactly which one it is, but right now, let's spin a couple more tracks. Coming up, we've got Signed with a track from their 2014 album, All My Angles Are Right, one of our favorite rap albums of that year. This is Spaces.
Living in a cadence, fucking nothing sacred. Everything reality, a television matrix. Everything for sale, liquidate ourselves. Fame is a monster in its heart, retail. Rear ugly head, eat your daily bread. Can't stomach it, rather have fast food. This is how you live, and this is how we do. Corn syrup over sugar, plastic over wood. Fake titties stiff, real titties good. No matter what the size, leave them alone, you should. Going back to nature, peace, see you later. Grass in my toes, so fuck the undertaker. We are contained system, snake eats tail. We never omniscient, just squid in the well. Too big to fail, Uriel, Gabriel. Pray do tell what the hell we need to do. The sun's still yellow and the sky's still blue. The earth is forever, but man needs to renew. The earth is forever, but man needs to renew. The earth is forever, but man needs to renew. Pretty blue wonder in a Goldilocks summer. Just the right space for us to come from. The seeds in the sea, new life in the deep. Deep within the sleep, stand up and now we change what we see and call it progress. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Pretty blue wonder in a Goldilocks summer. Just the right space for us to come from. The seeds in the sea, new life in the deep. Deeper than the sleep, stand up and now we change what we see and call it progress. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Maybe I redeem if I live within the scenes. Purity of mind, but my thoughts are extreme. Living day to day, but I pray that I seem regular to everyday people on the scene. Understand my physics, building rules and bridges. Einstein's mind in a street level chemist. DJ, can you hear me? Play that string theory. Black hole soul to the stars come near me. Black hole sun after that so endearing. Maybe overbearing but never commandeering. Maybe domineering, see you at the clearing. Third cipher from the sun, others can you hear me? Pretty blue wonder in a Goldilocks summer. Just the right space for us to come from. The seeds in the sea, new life in the deep. Deeper than the sleep, stand up and now we change what we see and call it progress. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Yet we transgress our love for assets. Yet we transgress our love for assets.
from their 1999 album Stereotype A, that was Sibomoto with King of Silence, a Japanese duo that, despite being on the Warner Brothers label, made waves on the Beastie Boys' Grand Royal Records, as they created side projects and worked alongside the iconic rappers in the late 90s. So, where haven't you heard I'm Sakamoto Fails? This other series that's currently airing this season is succeeding with flying colors. A flawed character, humorous situations, and a likable supporting cast. This anime is known as Tanaka-kun is Always Listless. The anime's title character is the complete opposite of Sakamoto. Tanaka is an always exhausted person. He can sleep wherever and wherever he wants, barely has the energy to eat or even deal with other people's issues, and is so listless that on occasions, his friend Ota will literally drag him from place to place as if he was some kind of corpse. Because of this nature, Tanaka always tends to miss out on the wonders of life. Tanaka-kun is Always Listless is a prime example of how to make a flawed character. This guy doesn't mind his listlessness. In fact, he prefers that each day comes with little trouble so he can continue to be his lazy self. Hence why it's funny when people like Miyano or Shirashi come in with their baggage and his don't care attitude wanting to push them aside. It's hugely entertaining, and the fact that his friend Ota takes it with stride makes it all the more worthwhile to watch. He's come accustomed to Tanaka's listlessness that he just nonchalantly makes sure he gets from place to place, even if he literally has to drag him there. The one thing I really noticed most of all was the dialogue of the show. Now, maybe it's just me, but whenever I'm reading back the subtitles from Tanaka's lines, it replays in my head with the voice of the narrator from the Don Hertzfeldt film It's Such a Beautiful Day. It's because of the character's mentality and melancholy why this occurs to me. Maybe it'd be like some other voice in your head, but the character of Tanaka has this sort of Hertzfeldt vibe to him. He's not Bill, that's probably Ota in my opinion, but Tanaka just has this essence to him that would make him fit right at home with the American animator stick figures and such. I'm about 5 episodes into the series, and I find myself really loving what happens in this series. The complete opposite of how I feel about Sakamoto, but if you want to form your own opinion on these two series, you can watch both Haven't You Heard I'm Sakamoto and Tanaka-kun is Always Listless on Crunchyroll and the Anime Network. Both series have been licensed by Sentai Filmworks, so expect home releases sometime next year. Now, you may notice that Hulu has been left out of the equation, as most Sentai Filmworks' shows tend to go there. I'll tell you why that is after this musical break. Here's an electronica pop group by the name of Motocompo, whose sound would invoke the emergence of the likes of Perfume, Aira Mitsuki, and Meg. This little number comes from their Chip Top Lips album, and they call it Motor Girl. We'll be right back. The kings of the Canadian punk scene that was fucked up with Into the Light, one of the few bonus singles that helped to form the world of the 2011 punk opera masterpiece, David Comes to Life. Frontman Damian Abraham has got himself a great podcast show that you should check out called Turned Out a Punk, which features artists big and small just talking about their love of music. And I believe the most recent episode features Frank Turner, so be sure to listen to that one. Starting this week, you may find that Hulu's anime library has dwindled significantly. That's because due to various licenses expiring, a huge chunk of anime from Aniplex, Funimation, Sentai Filmworks, TMS Entertainment, Toei Animation, and Discotheque Media will have been removed. And for those who use Hulu to watch anime, you may find yourself having to seek elsewhere to check out some of your favorite shows. Now to me, this spells bad news for Hulu, as I know quite a lot of people who use the service solely to watch anime on. Yes, it has been successful with its own original programming in the same vein as, like, Netflix and Amazon Prime, but unlike those two streaming sites, their anime selections aren't going anywhere anytime soon. And this isn't just a couple dozen series that are leaving Hulu, we're talking hundreds! So, I wouldn't be too surprised to see a lot of people unsubscribing to the service. Hell, even I'm contemplating this situation. Personally, I've been using it to watch stuff from Funimation and Viz Media, the latter of which is the only anime company that's not going to be affected by all this. Most of what I see from Sentai Filmworks is on Crunchyroll, so I don't have to worry about that for the time being, but now I see why a huge chunk of this season's anime has yet to appear on Hulu. The only one that's appeared has been My Hero Academia, which probably has a big enough following that this won't affect its current state. But at this time, I'm really considering just giving up on Hulu and diving into Funimation's streaming service. And a part of me feels like I should be telling you to do the same thing, but it's your choice in the matter. And you know, who knows? Maybe they could renew the licenses in the near future and bring them back, depending on the backlash and amount of subscription cancellations it may receive. For now, though, it's best to start seeking alternatives, and you can start thinking of those during these next couple of songs, if you'd like. Right now, we're going to spin a track from Noisy Cell's Sources record, which was number 11 on our top albums list of last year. It's called Birth.
Try so hard to 略取しろよデンジャーガ
ー頭打つスパイダーガース
パイダーガ
ーあのスーパースター
じゃあ伝えて
リラックスしなノンフィクションガー
リラックスしなノンフィクションガ
ー頭打つスパイダーガース
パイダーガ
ーあのスーパースター
じゃ
ああのスーパースター
I'm not afraid to die.
From 2014's Unknown Tokyo Blues, that was Avengers in Sci-Fi with Superstar. Be sure to also check out their latest album, Dune, which was released this past April. This past week on the Boston Bash Brigade site, I wrote a piece on a current anime streaming on Crunchyroll and the Anime Network called Bakuwan. Cute girls riding motorcycles, but it's not a K-On'd easy rider. I found it to be very funny and awarded it an overall 3.5 out of 5 star rating. Has its share of flaws, but overall I really like it thus far. Now, as soon as this review went up, I went on over to the Anime Amino site and struck up a poll with its community, asking them who they thought was the best biker girl on Bakuwan. Was it Hane, Rin, Onsa, Loraimu, or Hijiri? And with the results in, I'm actually kind of surprised who won. But first off, Hane, Rin, and Hijiri got no votes whatsoever, which kind of came as a shocker. Would have figured at least someone out there would have chucked a vote or two for the twin-tailed Suzuki girl. The second place winner, who got 33% of the votes, went to the Stig of the group, the Silent Ryman. Knowing the fanbase, I figured that she'd be the one to win it all in the end, but no! To my surprise, 67% of the votes went to the character that is my personal least favorite in the group, Onsa. Now, mind you, this vote was for the girl who biked the best, and again, figured Ryman would have ridden away with that title, but I guess Onsa is also very good at biking too, hence why I can see why she won this poll. Now, while I disagree with the results, I'm still thankful to the Anime Amino community for taking part and sharing their voices in this fun little poll. I'm going to do my best to be more frequent with these, and I'm already working on the next one. So keep your eyes peeled, Anime Amino community, because it should be coming up real soon. And if you would like to follow me on Anime Amino, just look up KingBabyDuckESH. If you see a guy hanging with J. Michael Tatum, that's me. And now, let us return to this week's playlist. Before Joshua Hami went on to front Queens of the Stone Age, he was first a guitarist for the band Caius. You probably know this, but if you don't, well, you do now. This track comes from their 1992 record Blues for the Red Sun, and it's simply known as the Thong Song.
I don't need a seance. I don't read gray lines. I have signed it away. Way long.
Hooray! 感じてるきっと自由なんだ。なぜだろう胸の痛み、風に誘われ海へ来たの。愛だけは忘れたはずさ、君のこと忘れたいよ。どうしてさまた一つ
Tamiko with a rendition of Masaharu Fukuyama's It's Only Love from her Voice 2 cover Lover's Rock album. Miss Tamiko and her cohorts in Duo's Infinity will be releasing a new single on July 7th, which is, as of this recording, untitled. Hopefully that means a new album will be released sometime in the near future. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, on Anime Amino at kingbabyduckesh, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/omitmysteryinc. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and on facebook.com/landofesh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, Nerd Crave, and The Structure Network. Let's end things on a good note with some Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. This heavy tune comes from their 2014 release, Ska Me Forever, and it goes by the name of All Good Ska is One, and that is absolute fact. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Swaying to ease our worries. Oh, take a giant step into the land of make-believe. One sun hovers high above us all, yeah. Thousands of days around the world.
Guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. we always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.